Chapter 3. The Goose with the Golden Eggs. There once was a man who had a very fine goose. Every day, the goose laid a golden egg. The man soon became rich. But as he became rich, he became greedy. "The goose must be gold inside," he thought to himself. "I will open her and get all the gold at once." So he killed the goose, but he found no gold. The man cried and said, "I should have been happy with the golden egg each day." Sometimes greed makes people do foolish things. The Bear and the Travelers. One day, two men were traveling together. They suddenly came across a bear. One of the men climbed quickly into a tree and tried to hide himself among its branches. The other man fell down and lay on the ground. When the bear came up and smelled him all over, the man held his breath and pretended to be dead. The bear soon left him because, as many people say, a bear will not touch a dead body. When the bear had gone, the traveler in the tree came down to join his friend. As a little joke, he asked, "What did the bear whisper in your ear?" His friend answered very seriously, "He told me never travel with a friend who runs away when danger comes." A true friend is with you in good times and bad times. The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf. There once was a young shepherd boy. He watched his sheep at the bottom of a mountain. He was very lonely, watching the sheep all day by himself. So one day, he thought of a plan to have some fun. He ran down toward the village, calling out, "Wolf! Wolf!" The kind villagers came out to help him, and some of them stayed with him for a while. This made the boy very happy. He decided to try the trick again a few days later. Again, he ran to the village, shouting, "Wolf! Wolf!" Again, the villagers came to help him, but they didn't see any wolves. But shortly after this, a wolf really did come out. Soon, the wolf began to bother the sheep. The boy again cried out, even louder than before, "Wolf! Wolf!" But the villagers had been tricked twice before. They thought the boy was fooling them again. Because none of them went to help the boy, the wolf ate all his sheep. No one believes a liar, even when they tell the truth. The Milkwoman and Her Pail. A farmer's daughter was carrying a pail of milk. "I can make some money from selling this milk," she thought. "That money will be enough to buy at least 300 eggs. The eggs will produce about 250 chickens. When the chickens grow, I will sell them in the market. After selling the chickens, I will have enough money to buy a new dress. I will wear this beautiful new dress to parties. Then all the best young men will ask me to marry them. But I will refuse all the men and just enjoy the parties. The young woman was enjoying her thoughts so much she didn't see a stone on the road. Suddenly, her foot hit the stone and she fell. She dropped the pail of milk. The milk disappeared into the ground, taking away all of her plans. Do not count your chickens before they are hatched. The Boys and the Frogs. One day, a group of boys were playing by the side of a small lake. Some of the boys threw stones into the water for fun. A lot of frogs lived in this little lake, and they kept getting hit by the stones the boys threw. Finally, a wise old frog put his head up out of the water and said,
"Boys, please don't throw stones at us."
"We are only playing," said the boys.
"I know that,"
said the frog.
"But your stones hurt us. You may throw stones for fun, but your fun causes us great pain."
One person's pleasure may be another's pain. The Miser. A miser sold most of his land to buy a shiny piece of gold. He buried the gold in the ground by an old wall and went to look at it every day. One day, one of his workers saw the miser going to the wall and followed him. Soon the worker discovered the secret of the hidden treasure. When the miser was gone, he dug up the gold and stole it. The next day, the miser found that his gold had been stolen. The miser cried and cried in anger and sadness. A neighbor saw the miser crying and found out what was wrong. He said,
"Please don't cry so much. You should go and get a stone, bury it in the ground, and pretend the stone is the piece of gold. It will be just the same as when the gold was there, because you never did anything with the gold when you had it."
The true value of money is not having it, but using it wisely.